This is Dr. Benjamin Hope, and ask for a question. John Bohe, B-R-O-E-H-L. The Roberta is 3/11/1917, and the procedure was GERD. Dysphagia. In a sweet post, there's a drip. Vishnu, the Roberta is 3/11/1917, checking back his skin. And this is all Dr. Chandra, Vishnu, 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 Question of calculation, some bias were taken from the distal body of stomach, distal body of esophagus, and the middle body of esophagus. So, even with esophagitis, because the positive will treat us. The problem number three. The second was question of short summary bias were taken, number four. Number three was mid body of stomach, inflammatory changes, bias were taken, like right, number four, enterogastric bias were taken, number five, cross mesenteric recommendation. I've heard the same about antibiotics and healing of a to therapy, number two, the gastric body biopsy. If the gastric biopsy biopsy comes about gastrointestinal metaplasia, repeat up and ask you 1 year. It comes out to be atypical, says there's a patient for ultrasound for the evaluation. And otherwise, it comes negative, then repeat up and ask you in 3 years, especially if the esophageal biopsy comes negative about esophagus. Number four, I've heard the esophageal biopsy, the distal esophagus, the esophagus comes positive, and the esophagus is the esophagus, then treated for the protocol with Entercort or fluticasone or Fluent. Patient, right now he's taking capsid, he still has some post nasal drip or throat symptom. This could be laryngeal pharyngeal or secondary to GERD. Maybe doubling the dose of capsid might help that, it help that proton family could be started. To see whether that has resolved symptoms. He needs to relax for about a day, try to eat late at night, not to eat late at night, lunch, major meals, dinner, light meal. Follow with the ENT recommendation, follow one to the condition. Peace of the conversation, primary care provider, Dr. Lacey Thompson, copy Dr. Parham Sari, August 14th to 1st, 2023, 14th to 1st, 2023, patient of things.